Some states, such as New York and Vermont, are setting up state-based marketplaces. Others will coordinate with the federal government in a partnership marketplace. The remaining states, including New Hampshire and Maine, will operate federally facilitated marketplaces. On Thursday, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced $67 million in grant awards for the federally facilitated and state partnerships to train so-called navigators that will help people enrolling in the programs.
These navigators will help consumers apply for coverage, answer questions about coverage options, and help them make an informed decision about which option is best for them. They also provide unbiased information, not only about the marketplace, but about other public programs, including Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. And before these navigators can begin helping consumers, they'll be required to complete about 20 hours of training and additional training throughout the year.
Health and Human Services Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight, Deputy Director of Policy and Regulation, Chiquita Brooks-LeSure, clarified that the grants are not available for state-based exchanges like in Vermont and New York.
This announcement is only for federally facilitated marketplaces, as well as those that are in partnership with us, so state partnership states. So state-based marketplaces are awarding their navigator grants on their own set process. There is not federal funding available to the state-based marketplaces specifically for navigators. There is, of course, many opportunities for states to apply for establishment funds to run their marketplaces, and part of that can include in-person assistance.
Two New Hampshire organizations will receive grants. Planned Parenthood of Northern New England serves nearly 16,000 patients at six health centers across the Granite State. Spokesperson Jill Krawinski says Planned Parenthood has already discussed access to health insurance, and the $145,000 federal grant will allow it to train a navigator at each of its six health centers in New Hampshire, plus hire three to work across the state.
What this is going to do is to help educate people all across the state to let them know about the options that they have available and where to go to get them. And so I think that this is the first step in really being on the ground and being in the community to get people that information. So I think that this will really help to get that information out to everyone.
Both New Hampshire grantees also service Vermont, which is implementing a state-based marketplace and therefore ineligible for this round of navigator grants. But Vermont is already training more than 200 navigators for its state-based Health Connect program. Planned Parenthood's Jill Krawinski says fundamentally all navigator programs are the same.
Fundamentally, what we're doing in Vermont and in New Hampshire with the navigators is very similar in that we're out in the community and we're talking about options that are available and where to get the information. So on that level, it is a similar effort. I think if you take it to different levels about how coverage is happening and the back end of healthcare reform implementation, that's a different story. Every state is different. But for the navigator grants, you know, the mission is the same. It's to get out there, it's to talk with our patients and members in the community about their healthcare options.
Bi-State Primary Care Association, which represents a dozen community health centers in New Hampshire, will receive about $435,000. In the Northeast, Health and Human Services grants were also awarded to organizations in Maine, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.